Oh, we are back in the studio. We got the champ here.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mr. Mike Barker.
Yes, sir.
Man himself from Hero Sports, a nonprofit organization from All You Bets. He's the man. He helps him out. And we got behind the camera the one and only Skinny Codes.
Yo.
Skinny Codes.
What up, peeps?
What's up, man?
It's fucking late. You guys were supposed to be here 2 hours ago.
Well, you know, sometimes you don't answer your phone, so it just happens that way.
I'm busy.
Called you 5 times to see if you were home.
I was home, man. I was changing diapers, doing my shit, dog,
that's
being
a
dad.
Bold-faced lie.
I mean, your phone still rang, though.
And it rang. It was in my truck.
Well, that's
why
we're
at the
late.
Gym. You drove.
I drove. I was in the gym. I was working.
And then called me when you got home.
We were on the way.
You guys should have came up because me and you both talked. And said, "All right, when you guys get done,
you said 6:30.
Golfing. When you guys get done golfing, come on out and we'll do this."
And we called you when we were done golfing
and
driving this way 3 times, 8 times, how many times?
Like 6 times.
And you didn't answer.
Timed him.
Never answered.
I know, but I did have I lost my phone, huh, Cody?
True story.
Yeah.
Lost his phone.
Straight up.
Lost his phone now.
Well, I misplaced it in the vehicle.
Interesting.
Straight up. That's how it happened.
So
right?
So again, it's not our fault that you lost your phone and we're running late.
No, we already had this squashed. We already had this squashed. Either way, who won the golf thing today? Where'd you guys golf at?
I don't know the name of the
place. It's a homestead.
Homestead.
Oh, that's just a weak ass
course.
Yeah.
The par 65.
Yeah. Where'd you golf?
I don't know.
We were just doing strokes.
I beat him by four.
Four strokes.
Oh, he beat you, though?
He did. Yeah, he got me today. I was on a little run there at the end. Had two birdies in a row.
Did you really?
Cut it to three. And
lucky shot.
I choked on the last hole.
Oh, man. That sounds like my archery.
Yeah.
I always choke at the end.
Yeah. So I want to rematch, though.
I was playing
with rental clubs. So.
I told him he could use my PXGs, but he didn't want.
Damn, you should have. Are you right-handed?
I am, yeah.
Dude, you should use my pings, dog.
Yeah, well.
You got some good pings.
You couldn't show up, so.
I don't play golf, dog. Yeah. I'm not a very good golfer. Although, we are doing a fundraiser for you in Nebraska August 7th.
Yeah, August the 7th.
Big tournament. Got who's who in the tournament. Yeah. Two-man scramble.
North Platte, Nebraska.
Yours
baby.
Truly. I'm going to run the house, dog.
Yeah.
Whose I team promise are you. On?
I don't know. Whoever's going to win.
You will. You're the most likely to cheat the most. So.
I will cheat to win.
Yeah. Well, you'll probably win then. Well,
I hope so.
I mean,
I'm going to have a couple birdies.
Yeah.
Walsey there. He has a little thing going for you, huh?
Yeah, man. Walls is,
he's a go-getter. I'll give him that.
Yeah, man, he's really stepped up and really wanted to just raise some money for the organization. And, you know, he's putting together a nice golf tournament and a fundraiser at the local bar there afterwards. And should be a fun time, you know. I've never been to North Platte, Nebraska, so.
It's
I might blink and miss it, but.
Yeah, it's a little bigger than that, but not much, right?
Yeah.
It's bigger than that.
It's bigger than that, but.
They got like three of the same. Little sandwich shops across the street from each other.
we got two Runs. Taco Johns. I can't even get a Taco John in Denver.
You have three Runs, right?
I love Taco
Johns. I know. I love Taco Johns too.
6-pack and a pound, baby.
Yeah, I love it. And what is it? Two Runs, I think.
Two Runs. They're across the street from each other.
Yep. It's like weird how it works. John's. I know. But I don't know. It's definitely a little different. So tell me. What brings you down here to the great state of Colorado?
So back in February, Justin and I went to New York. He was doing an autograph signing benefit for Hero Sports, fundraiser. And we're doing the second half of that signing. The company that was, you know, getting the autograph stuff, you know, is coming out here to do the signing. And
that's cool.
So Justin's just helping us raise money by...
Shit, back then you weren't the champ, so they got the better half now, huh?
Yeah.
That's true. Damn, we better raise that price.
That's what I'm saying, man. You know? Well, we're not showing up tomorrow unless, you know.
The ante goes up. Now you got the champ.
Yeah, man, a few extra stacks, I think. Yeah.
That's cool.
We didn't think that one out.
Yeah, we didn't at all, did we?
Oh, so. Well, that just shows you what kind of person you are.
Yeah, man, you know. But, yeah, I mean, obviously came in today to try to, you know, just do a little golf and hang out with Justin. Maybe do a little spar tomorrow if he's up for it. I mean, I heard he's taking the day off because he heard I was coming to town, something like that. But,
I honestly hope you kind of do spar, Mike, because I want him to fucking kick you hard.
The problem is I'm too nice, and I let you guys have fun, and you know, you guys think you're thinking hang like Mosquito and and you.
Yeah?
You need to hit him like you hit me, bro. Put him in the hospital. Fuck it. Straight put him in the hospital. And be just
I think they're more manly than you.
No,
they wouldn't go to the hospital for a contusion.
I'm telling you, dude. It was no contusion, bro. I was fucked up, dude. Yeah?
Shut up.
Where'd he hit you?
In the ribs. Yeah? With the knee.
Dude, yeah? He pushed out. He called his wife home.
No, we already heard this story numerous times.
Yeah, we did. So.
But I'm telling you,
he called his wife home from a baby shower. He's in the bed. In a blanket, oxygen on the nose, like he's about to die. He's like, I think my spleen's ruptured. The doctor walked in. He's like,
that's what the fucking urgent care lady said.
The doctor's like, you got a contusion. And he's like, what's a contusion?
Dude, the urgent care.
Fucking bruise,
I went to the fucking urgent care and I was like, man, I had broken ribs. I'm going to tell you that right now to this day. Broken ribs. They saw I was Mexican and they didn't think I had insurance. I guarantee you. They didn't think I had, but I had. I married me a white woman with good credit, good health plan. Shit, I got the goods, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing: the doctor didn't know that. He was like, "Man, let's just get him out here. See, we don't want to fucking, you know, dude. My fucking. You always hear about your goddamn.
Sure.
No, you're puncturing a lung. Your ribs puncture a lung when you break them. That's what I was worried for. That's it.
I didn't even hit you that hard,
Justin. Wow. That's what freaking Brian Foster said, too, when you barely kicked him in the leg and decapitated him. Yeah, exactly.
So you're just a wimp. So we got that.
So we'll spar. Yes, absolutely. Sign me
but
up.
You
got
to at least go 60% with these guys.
Well, I mean, last time.
Last time, dude. Nine-day difference.
We sparred.
It's hard to hit him because, like, all of them, every time you like even fake, you're like, like making these weird noises.
Yeah, dude. I know.
And your knees and elbow hit him, so you always hit knees and elbows. So the only way to hit him is to hit him. Can't hit him.
It's like knocking down bowling pins, bro. I mean, you just gotta start knocking them down.
To be fair, last time when we were sparring last time, and then I kicked him, and he was like, "Oh, you kicked me hard." Like,
yeah.
And then he's like, did he let me have it?
Yeah.
But yeah, he's like, oh, you actually kicked me that time.
I'm going to try to touch your liver.
Well, good luck.
I know.
Give him a black eye. Fuck it, dude. Come on. Do it for me.
I got a lot of panza over that liver.
Oh, man.
I can touch it.
Hey, so Justin, honestly, like everybody's all like, man, like you wouldn't believe like how many people hit me up about you. About what? And it's just like, hey, man. You think you can get me this, you know, blah, 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 that, blah, blah. What's Justin up to? I don't know. I bet I haven't seen you since Texas, huh?
Just been playing video games.
Dude. Yeah.
I've been in the war zone.
Yeah. Call of Duty war zone. Yeah. What's your handle in that?
Oh, dude.
Nobody wants to be your friend.
Yeah,
nobody wants to play with me, dude.
Yeah.
You don't want to play with me.
But so everybody asked me, like, man, what's Justin been up to, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, honestly, I haven't seen him. What, we were just discussing this in Texas, right?
Yeah.
A couple weeks.
Like, no, it's like 3 weeks.
Three weeks since we hunted. You guys came down to Texas and we did the hunt.
Yeah, I don't know what you've been up to.
No, we stopped by to pick up those cups.
Huh?
We stopped by to pick up the cups.
Oh, yeah, but he wasn't there.
Oh, that's true. He wasn't there.
I FaceTime you a lot. That's about it. But so I was telling people, I was like, man, I really don't see him that much. I honestly, when I do see him, I see him a lot. Like today, I see him twice now. Yeah, it's so weird.
That sucks.
It's horrible.
Twice too many.
Yeah. I'm already like, bye, Felicia.
You woke me up.
Bye, girl.
This was a terrible day. You woke me up. He called me. He's like, Justin, where you at? I'm at the office. You should be here right now. I was like, no, I'm not. What the fuck are you talking about?
10 o'clock.
He's like, I told you we had a meeting, three people that are going to sponsor you. I was like, what are you talking about? I get there, nobody's there.
They left, bro. You missed a good opportunity, dude.
Missed the sponsor, bro.
You missed a good opportunity. Like, you're such a piece of shit. Well, I had Tanner on that one, so it was all good. Yeah. It was good.
That's how I should have known.
Yeah.
Two liars. Two fucking liars.
So anyways, we work with an organization that Mike's very, it's a nonprofit organization, and he's here in the house. Yeah, I said that right, right? I said that right,
bro. Absolutely not.
What'd I say?
Organization.
Yeah, give me one of those lippers, too. And Mike is the founder of Hero Sports.
Dude, sir. Check it out. Zen 6K Wintergreen. This is nicotine pouches. Did you hear the story, dude? We're up at Blackhawk.
Luke's still going to get it. He's still going to be thrown up in a second.
No, not that, dude.
I do it better. Dude, Snyder loves those things, too.
We're on the blackjack, or not blackjack. We're playing craps. He's rolling dice. He's like, yo, give me a lipper. I was like, I don't have a lipper. I just have these nicotine pouches. He's like, give me one. And then he puts it in, like, 4 minutes later. He turns around and is like, what the fuck is this? He's like, is this mushrooms? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about,
mushrooms? Is this acid, dude? I swear to God, I was tripping, dude. I was so fucking, I mean, I don't know, buzz, I guess that's what you call it. Yeah. Dude, I was so buzzed, dude. My head just felt like it. I felt like I was on a boat, dude. I just kept on, like, tripping, dude. And I was like, this is the wrong fucking thing to give me when I'm trying to win us some money here.
Why mushrooms, though?
I don't know. I've never done mushrooms.
So why mushrooms?
Because that's what I just was hallucinating, bro. I was swear to God, I thought I was hallucinating.
Some mushrooms.
Wow.
So.
Good shit. Oh, yeah, my bad.
Yeah. How'd that end up down there?
I dropped it.
Oh. So, Mike, tell the listeners and viewers now that we're in the studio. I forget that I'm back on video. What is it that inspired you to do what you do?
What is Hero Sports?
Yeah, so Hero Sports is a 501c3 nonprofit organization for active duty and military veterans that we provide sports, outdoors, and recreation opportunities to help them transition out of the military, to help build camaraderie, to actually just kind of go out and do fun things that you enjoy doing with other veterans and service members. So. I'm an 8-year Army combat medic, and just, you know, went to physical therapy school. I worked at Brook Army Medical Center, and the Center for the Intrepid, and rehabbed, critically wounded, guys and girls from, deployments, after they were injured for 9 years, and just wanted to keep giving back in a way that, you know, I knew how, you know, things that I enjoyed. I just wanted to create those opportunities for others. So, I started building Hero Sports, and, you know, we've been a nonprofit organization for 5 years now, and just keep growing and doing more stuff and helping more people.
Didn't you start as a, all Purple Heart?
Yeah, so the first 10 guys that were a part of what we had at the time was called Heroes Baseball. It wasn't even a nonprofit organization. We had 10 guys that were playing baseball, all Purple Heart recipients, and that was just our way of giving back to the guys who had been critically
wounded. Oh, I did not know that about you guys.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, actually, the first time we met Justin, we were doing an event out in New Jersey.
Was it one of your first events, probably?
Yeah, it was our very first event.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Out east?
Yeah,
I was out training with Frankie Edgar.
Yeah. So
I remember that.
Yeah, so we took those 10 guys, went out to New Jersey, did the celebrity softball game. We had Todd Frazier, the Frazier brothers, Frankie Edgar, Justin, Corey Anderson, Marlon Moraes.
I was not on the celebrity team at the time.
No, yeah.
Well, you were just fighting World Series of fighting?
I don't even know if I was in World Series yet.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
I probably had just started it.
Yeah, just started. Yeah.
But if you would have played back then, I know exactly what he looked like. If you would have played Wild Thing, you would have came out like a picture of Wild Thing with his fucking black glasses.
He did have his black glasses.
Yeah, I guarantee you. Yeah, he was fucking Wild Thing, dude. Hey,
I'll tell you what, playing softball now with my new eyes, fucking whole different ball.
Different game?
Different game, dude.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
So, yeah, man, I mean, you know, now, you know, at first we just started out as a baseball team. You know, we've grown into doing slow pitch softball. We do hunting and fishing trips.
How many members would you say you have?
basketball, volleyball, soccer. You know, we do volleyball? Concerts.
How come I can't get invited to one of those volleyball trips? Yo, did your wife help out on that? Because I knew she was a big volleyball player, right?
No, she, you know, she just, you know, she supports from afar. You know, she supports me and what I, you know, do
put
and
together.
Travel and all that. But, you know, she hasn't really gotten involved in running a sport program or anything for us. But, you know, we just put teams in, you know, local leagues. And,
nice.
You know, just Tuesday night, you know that they can go out and play volleyball. Or Wednesday night they can play soccer. And Thursday night they can go play slow pitch softball.
That's
so
cool. Something just to look forward to, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and you start building a bond with those people that you start playing sports with. And, you know, sports is, you know, kind of the ultimate team concept. And being able to rely on your buddy. And then when you are down and having bad days as a veteran, you know, you can – you know some people that you can call and some brothers and sisters to kind of lean on, you know, outside of the team. So
I guess when you were in, did you have like a drill sergeant and everything like when you were in?
Yeah. I mean, I went to basic training at Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
Oh, you were in South Carolina. So this is what I want to know.
That was not a very smart question.
No. Well, I don't know how it works. I was never in the military. My dad was Vietnam vet. My dad did everything he could to keep me out of the military. That's why. Because I would have joined. Because I was no college fucking scholarship kid. You know that. I would have been a fucking probably Marine, man. Or Army. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
But so what I want to know is, did you have like a... Did you have the Major Payne?
Not
even when they climb aboard.
Did you have that kind of guy?
No.
No?
No, man.
No?
Awesome.
Did you have the Major Payne?
No, it was...
Okay. So if you didn't have the Major Payne, right, there's only one other way you have it. Is that right?
Yeah.
And you kind of resemble this guy.
Yeah.
What is that, Private Pile?
Yes, sir.
Donuts, sir.
Little full metal jacket, baby.
Sir, yes, sir. How did it get here? Sir, yeah. Took it from the mess hall.
Is that more your guy?
Yeah.
For real. Oh. So this is straight legit.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I was pre.
Oh my god.
I joined the Army pre September.
What part is legit? You being more like Private Piles or the lieutenant guy?
Man.
Were you sneaking snacks back in your barracks?
No, man.
I would have been snacking, dude.
Yeah?
Fuck
you. You wouldn't have made it, dude.
I know.
You
wouldn't
have made it with them screaming at your ass.
No, everybody would have been screaming at my ass. They would have. What did they? Oh, do they really beat people up with soap, bars of soap?
What the fuck, Luke? How many times am I going to fucking tell you? This is the 17th time.
I don't think I would have made it. Stop, I got asthma so bad.
Stop fucking lying. Stop lying.
Nah, man. You know, I was pre September 11th.
So you were before that happened.
Yeah.
So you were already in it when it happened. And
yeah, I was actually at Fort Polk, Louisiana, as a medic, working there on September 11th. So
I was working at GNC. It's weird how you remember everything around that time. I remember I was going into work. And I just remember my dad, like, he fucking flipped his shit, dude.
Yeah.
He flipped his shit, and I didn't know if I should leave the house, honestly. Yeah. I didn't know. He was all like, you better take your gun. He didn't know what the fuck was going on in the United States, because it was kind of a scary moment. Like, it's attack on our soil, right? Yeah, we never had that, except, you know, our own fights. You know,
it's crazy though, man. 20 years next year.
20 years?
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's right, huh? Damn, I'm not very good with math, but I'll believe you.
You guys are old, dude. I was in seventh grade.
You were in seventh grade?
English class.
Were you really, Cody? Where were you?
10th grade.
You were 10th grade?
Yes, sir.
Holy shit, we got. I kind of let my when I said the introduction, we got Roberto here. He's from California.
California, bro.
And he is Justin's cousin. And, dude, how long are you back for?
I'm back for a couple weeks.
Oh, sweet. So I'm going to have you on here, dude. So Tell me a little bit.
Yeah, he's a comedian in L.A. I call him Bosquito, but his name's Roberto.
Yeah.
I think you should go by Bosquito. Like,
I like that. Yeah, Bosquito. So.
Yeah, for sure. Bro.
Bosquito, like, Bosquito, like, Bosquito. Like Dositos. He's the best, dude. Like, he is the best comedian you'll ever. I do not know how you've not made it on Death Comedy Jam. Do they still have that? I didn't think so either.
I guess that's how.
But I do. This guy is good. You should. Where's his Instagram at? What is your hand? What is it?
Roberto the Comic.
Roberto the Comic. Check him out. He is a hoot, man. Like, y'all think I got some funny shit, dude. This guy's the real deal. He
funny to laugh at.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he laughs at people laugh at me.
That's but, true.
Yeah. So like back in when that hit the fan, what were you doing, Roberto? Besides eating cotton candy right now.
Besides stuff 9/11 with cotton candy.
I was working at a grocery store.
Really? Did it like stop? Did the whole store stop or whatever? Cuz I it's crazy because I remember, like, I felt like the whole world shut down for, like, that whole day. It felt like it fucking shut down. What'd you guys do in school? Did you guys have, like, a lockdown? Or
we kept going.
Did you?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure we finished.
I remember because I worked in the GNC in the mall, and I went in at 10 a.m. It was Nebraska time. Right? Yeah, it happened. And I went in and the mall shut down. They closed the mall because they didn't know what the fuck was happening. You know, what was going on. They didn't want, you know, obviously North Platte, Nebraska. But they did have the biggest Bailey Yards. The trains go there, right? So they kind of were at a high alert because they didn't know, you know, there's a lot of people there. They shut down, so they shut the mall down. I went home and, dude, it was just crazy watching the shit on the news, dude. It was nuts. Yeah. So when that happened, did you guys just get all on like high alert? And
yeah, I mean, you know, just it changed, you know, a lot of what the military does, you know, as a whole, completely. You know, a lot of the military bases used to be open bases, like,
yeah,
you know, Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, you used to be able to drive straight through it, you know, whether you were military, civilian, whatever.
Right.
You know, and, you know, so it obviously increased security.
Shut down everything. Yeah,
you know, just. I think we got a lot smarter about.
Yeah, you would think. You'd hope.
Yeah, security, you know, and, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, we obviously the op tempo.
I'm fucking buzzed right now, dude. This fucking Zen buzzing me,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, man, we just, we started loading vehicles and, you know, just getting ready, you know. I mean, you know, JRTC, Joint Readiness Task Center, is a big training place right there at Fort Polk, and. You know, that's where I was working, and, you know, that's what we trained for.
Right.
So, you know.
And just, so, like, being a medic, like, were you guys ever, like, stationed to go to New York, or were you guys going straight overseas?
Yeah, no, we, you know, we were training to go overseas for sure.
So. Nice. So then.
How long after did you guys go overseas? Did you go overseas?
Me, I was 2004, 2005.
So 2004, you were overseas. I graduated already. I graduated in 2000, so I was fighting at that time. And you guys were fighting a way different fight than me. Way different fight. And what? So 2004, where were you, Justin?
2004?
Yeah.
In ninth grade?
Ninth grade. You graduated then?
Yep.
Yeah, see, my math skills are on point, dog.
Yeah. You should drink more often.
Right? That's a good guess, honestly.
Just plus two, bro.
Yeah, it's a good guess.
10th plus two.
That's a good guess. 2004, where were you at, Cotton Candy Man?
Still working at the grocery store.
Were you still fucking working at the grocery store?
Still bagging groceries.
Still bagging groceries. Yeah. Mom's basement. That's my dog, Lou.
Yeah. Nah, you were already working on the comedy thing.
Yeah. So do you just do a man, we gotta save this for our podcast. Yeah. Right now, I can't wait to I really can't. It's gonna be fun. So when you got deployed, how the first time overseas, like, and the shit was just, I mean, you guys had like, there was car bomber, how do you say it? Car bombers.
Yeah.
Suicide bombers. Yeah.
Vehicle borne IEDs.
And you were the medic, so you had to be right there on that scene, huh?
Yeah, man. It's definitely a terrible job, you know, to have to see a lot of your, you know, teammates, buddies.
Yeah,
you know,
dude,
get injured, man. You know, and that's
definitely. And I say that you were helping then, and even now in 2020,
yeah,
you were still helping.
Yeah,
that says a lot about you, man. That's why when I first met you, I was in no matter what. I said, and I remember talking to you because you guys were just all in the softball deal, yeah. And I was like, man, I'm a fucking G in softball, but I think I could take these vets out on hunting.
Yeah,
you know, and that's kind of how Gladiators got involved with Hero Sports, and yeah. I'm very thankful that we got involved with you guys, and I'm very proud of it. That's something I hang my hat on. Very, I mean, even now I'm like, how can we help? And like, I'm telling you, over quarantine this whole time, I know we FaceTime with you and Chris and Walls back in quarantine was like, dude, when this is all better, I got to do something for these guys.
Yeah.
And look at him now.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. You know, and that was the thing too, is just, you know, being a combat medic, coming back, you know, going to physical therapy school, continuing to rehab, you know, so that, you know, I got to see all sides of the war. You know, I got to see it on the front lines, you know, post blast injury, post gunshot wound, whatever, you know, medevacking them out of country, to going to physical therapy school and working at the medical hospital in San Antonio, where, you know, a majority of the people that were critically wounded would come. I worked there for 9 years, rehabbing critically wounded vets and service members. And, you know, just wanted to continue to be able to help more, you know, because less people were getting injured as, you know, the years went by, which is great. You know, I always wanted to be able to work myself out of a job, you know, because that meant less service members were coming back wounded. And, you know, as a therapist, that's all we wanted, you know, is – you know, the less people that we have coming back injured, you know,
the better
for sure.
Yeah, right.
So,
but then, it was never the case.
Well, so like in 2014 is when I left the Center for the Intrepid, and, you know, we were getting less and less and less. And, but the thing was, is all the people prior, you know, from 2001 to 2014, in those 13 years, I was meeting all these different, you know, service members that were getting wounded.
Right.
And they were all, a lot of them were reaching back out saying, hey, man, I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. You know, even though I'm not in the military anymore, there's not a whole lot of programs out here for me like I was doing when I was rehabbing. And so I was just like, okay, well, you know, I enjoy doing these kinds of activities. You know, if you guys want to start a baseball team, I like baseball, you know, I'll put it together and we'll kind of run with it, you know. And that's kind of how it all started. And it just, you know, has continued to steamroll and continue to get more support. And, you know, here I am with you, Yahoos.
Well, and it's crazy because you say that because you're here with us.
You made it. Congratulations.
This is the pinnacle, baby.
I mean, it ain't like Mr. Gacy over here. This ain't the Joe Rogan show. But, hey, guess what? Give us time.
but, man, I mean, you know, and that's the thing is, like, we've been so fortunate to meet so many awesome people who do want to give back and to help and, you know, kind of like what we do. And want to figure out how to help us, you know, and it's certainly appreciated. And, you know, we try to help as much as we can. You know, obviously we don't, you know, raise big money like a lot of other big organizations. But, you know, we're pretty active in creating as many opportunities as we can to help along the way.
Well, and that's kind of like what I was just talking about. Like you come here and you hang out with them and you're doing signings with you guys. You got guys like Gaethje helping and other like Corey, and you have Frankie Yeager. You have all those guys that you've worked with, a lot of UFC guys now, right?
Yeah, for sure, man. We've been very fortunate, you know. You know, Frankie and Corey's camp, you know, have done some stuff with us. You know, obviously, you know, Justin's, you know, gotten pretty involved. You know, James Vick's done some hunts with us mm-hmm. before. You know, and a couple other people have reached out and, like, you know, you know, we like what you guys are doing. We want to get involved, you know. So, you know, the sky's the limit, you know. We can help as many people as we, you know, can get support for.
Right. And the support comes from just, you know, a lot of legwork comes from you. Me and you have had multiple conversations about this. Like, you know, everybody wants to jump in when it's already done, right? Like, they want to. But the legwork has been like, oh, man, I'm trying to go out and trying to get supporters, sponsors, you know, donations, raffles. And it seems like you guys are doing pretty good right now with some raffles that you guys have been doing on your website. Talk a little bit about that, like some of the people that have stepped up, donated, you know, what you guys got Glocks now and guns and raffling some of those off. So that's kind of cool, I think, what you're doing.
Yeah, well, so, you know, obviously with coronavirus being what it is right now, a lot of companies aren't donating. They're not, you know, supporting. You know, a lot of individuals are kind of holding money a little bit closer, which,
right,
you know, is understandable.
Which it's every company is doing that right
for
now.
For sure, yeah. And so we've just tried to find creative ways to continue to raise money to be able to help. So Sons of Liberty, which is a gun manufacturer out of San Antonio, we work with them raffling ARs.
Yep.
We've worked with Apache Rifle Works out of Comfort, Texas, and they've been doing pistols with us. So we've been raffling pistols, and people have donated, you know, signed, you know, sports memorabilia. Country music artists have, you know, donated some guitars and, you know, just autographed, you know, labels, and, you know, just it's really been just awesome that, you know, people see what we're doing, and then somebody that doesn't even win a raffle says, hey, I've got this autographed picture that I'll donate to you guys for your next one, you know, and it's...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been really awesome, you know. I mean, we've gotten a lot of donations for our raffle program that, you know, we didn't even really expect or anticipate because, you know, they just saw it and wanted to help.
And they wanted to help. Yeah, that's cool. Well, I got to give you a big credit on, like, the hustle that you put behind the scenes because God knows me and you have had multiple conversations and, you know, and trying to help, you know. It's not easy, and I got to give you that for just keep pushing, keep going, trying to help him out, trying to raise money. I got to give credit to Justin. Obviously, he's done a lot. I mean, his platinum, where he's at, where he's at now, being a champ and doing it, helping, giving back to the vets. I mean, I got to give it to him. Like me, I just feel like, man, I fought, but I did nothing near what you guys did. You know what I mean? Like, my fight was, yeah, all I had to do to get out of it was tap, and I get to go home to my hotel room. You know what I mean? Yeah. You guys were in the shit, and you guys were stationed there. And the only way a lot of those guys came back were if they were blown up, shot at, you know, and they got to come back to America and had nothing for them here.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, you know, is you know, even if you weren't injured or, you know, blown up or whatever, and you still served, you know, I mean, you still have a lot of that emotional stress, the weight of, you know, having to deal with some of your friends, you know, having paid the ultimate sacrifice, and that never leaves you.
No. Know?
And that's the thing, is I think that, you know, a lot of the unseen, you know, scars from war, you know, that people can't see, sometimes they're the ones that are the most deep that, you know, that you have to battle with. And I think I shared with you guys when we were hunting last, you know.
Yeah, that's, I was going to bring that up, but I didn't know if it was the right place, the right time. But we were in Texas, what, 3 weeks ago, with you guys.
Yeah, I was teaching y'all how to hunt.
You got he's teaching us how to hunt.
The PETA approved hunting show here.
Right. And, easy. So we were hunting in Texas. Shut up, Justin. You're part of this bitch too.
And I was doing the killing.
Yeah, you were. we were hunting, and that night I ended up asking the place that we were staying at. They had a big old fire pit, cool ass little area, and I was like, man, can we have a fire tonight and hang out? And man, I'm so glad we did that because it was kind of relaxing just hanging out in Texas. And shit, everybody went to bed, and then there was like three of us left. Adam, the vet that you brought out, yep. was hung out with us. You know, cool ass dude.
Adam's cool, man.
Yeah, I was his guide for the hunt, and he was successfully tagged out. In fact, I was batting 1,000 that trip, so I was good. You know, I was.
What'd you kill?
Yeah,
An axis doe, but I guided. That was what I was batting 1,000.
Interesting.
I'm a fucking G as a guide. But and sure as shit, not even an hour after Mike went back to bed, he was like, man, I'm going to bed. Mike was back out, man. And he kind of shared a little story with us. And it, you know, it that's what kind of touched me a little bit more, because this guy is the founder of it. And he is actually dealing with the same thing like a lot of vets are dealing with. But he's still trying to help others instead of just thinking of himself. And I mean, you kind of want to tell what happened that night or what?
Yeah.
Or what you deal with?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it's just
because there's obviously other guys that are probably dealing the same thing.
For sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, sometimes when you go to bed at night and you try to lay down and you know your mind keeps racing and you can't fall asleep, and then when you do fall asleep, you start dreaming and. You know, it's sometimes it's not pleasant, you know, and you wake back up, you're, you know, cold sweats, you don't know where you're at, you know, it's just.
It's a new environment.
It's a new environment, you know, obviously, you know, at a hunting camp with, you know, people that I've never, you know, stayed with before in a new place. And, you know, just kind of increases your anxiety. And as vets, you know, once your anxiety goes up, you know, you're kind of on. You know, your mind won't shut off, you know, and it's just one of those things, man, that, you know, I struggle with it, you know, quite often. And, you know, it's just part of who I am. But at the same time, you know, I know a lot of other people deal with those same issues. And that's why I do what I do all the time, to be able to try to help other people who, you know, when you're struggling, I think it's better to talk about it, you know, and have other people understand. Instead of just me getting up and down and not being able to sleep, and you guys are like, "Man, this dude's weird, man!" Like,
right?
He's going to bed, but then he's up.
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on with this guy? You know. Yeah.
So that, you know, that's why I just shared with you guys. You know, they didn't want it to be like a downer on the night or anything. But
no, it was good. I honestly it honestly just brought more awareness. Like I look at you as like, you know, like the guy, you know, the medic. Like you're the man that. Helps everybody else, but little do you know, like this is all helping you too, and you had the same problems as all these other guys do, you know.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I just, you know, felt like, you know, being able to share that night and hopefully, you know, somebody like Walls, who I didn't really ever know before, you know, could understand, you know, me a little bit better. And you know, I think Adam kind of opened up and shared a little bit about some of the stuff that he deals with, you know.
Yep.
It kind of made it, you know, therapeutic for him as well to be able to share with you guys. So, I mean, I think, you know, I think there was some healing that happened that night, you know, just kind of around a campfire with your hunting buddies.
No matter what, it was more like an eye-opener for me and, like, Adam. Now me and him, we talk a lot over Facebook now, so it's kind of cool, you know, like, he reached out. Although he sends me some of the stuff that I can't share unless it's I share.
He's exactly like you.
Yeah, that's my dog.
You and your brother, dude. I don't even open your guys' messages.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's cool. Like, we got that relationship now that we can share that stuff too.
Yeah.
And
he was definitely fangirling Justin.
Yeah, of course. Man. Who wasn't, dude?
Shout out to Adam. Adam Torres.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man.
Oh, he's awesome. Yeah,
he shot it with the bow. He was all like,
that was cool.
he actually made two pit stops to get two rifles because. He was all like, "Man, I want to tag out. I want to shoot one of these rams." So he brought two rifles, and then I said, "Bro," he goes, "Man, I like that bow. I got a Matthews too." Blah blah blah. I was like, "Did you bring it?" He goes, "Yeah, I brought it." I was like, "Have you shot it?" He goes, "Yeah, I shoot it all the time." I was like, "Well, let's hunt with that."
Yeah, for sure.
And he was like, "For real?" I said, "I got you. I got you." And he tagged out, and he was so happy that he shot it with the bow, honestly.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, and that was awesome. He won the raffle, you know, and
and that's how he could come out with us, right?
For sure, yeah. I mean, we did a hunting trip raffle, you know, hunt with Justin Gagey, and you know, it raised money for our organization. It allowed another veteran to come out and go on the hunt with us. And, you know, it's just, you know, our way of giving back, you know.
And that's kind of cool about, like, some of these properties, too, that they open their arms, open their ranch.
Yeah, for
sure. To come and hang out with us and with your organization. Because I know we're only there one, two times. I'm hoping we get out there a little bit more. But you're out there a lot taking vets out. I see you're always sending me pictures. And I'm like, yeah, where were that shit at when I was out there? But you're out there a lot taking vets out. Yeah. And
I mean, we, you know, I'm here this weekend, but we have a hunting trip going, you know, down in Uvalde, Texas this weekend.
Nice. Axis?
Or hogs? The hog hunt. Yeah. Nice. But it is an exotic game place, and they want to continue to do more hunts with us and, you know, kind of grow that relationship. So, I mean, you know, even while I'm doing other things, you know, we're still helping veterans. Like, the organization doesn't stop helping just because I'm out of town. So, you know, and that's just kind of, you know, what we've been able to grow.
You got some key players too that help you out, like guys that I've known, guys like Chris. What's his last name?
Timmerman.
No. Yeah, Chris. He moved to California. Yeah. I like that's
Timmerman.
Timmerman. I'm gonna say it right now. And then you got Chris
Clarkson.
Clarkson. Yeah, that's a dude. Big muscle dude.
Shot the big old buffalo.
Yeah. He's a straight up cool ass dude.
Yeah.
He's a jack dude.
Him and Mike tried to challenge me.
I know. He got tapped out real fast, huh? In the kitchen.
Man, I told these guys. I said,
we need to run that
back.
They
were talking about. You don't. Dude, come on.
We need to run that. That wasn't even fair. He was already like.
Why do you hassle last more than 6 seconds?
He was halfway choked out by the time I even got in there.
Exactly. And that will happen every time. It's either you or him, whoever I touch first.
Oh, it ain't me.
Next.
You didn't come this way.
So we're at the kitchen table. We're getting ready to go hunting.
No, they were talking shit for 3 days, saying, talking shit. I said, I guarantee I can beat
Cody,
you.
Cody, were they talking shit?
Two on one.
Of course.
Yeah.
Two on one. We start, and I will sub you guys before you sub me. Both of you before you sub me. He's a big dude. Chris is a big muscle dude.
Chris, what? He's probably at least 230. Jacked.
Yeah, he's a solid dude.
I mean, he's like a little smaller than me, like, less muscle, but.
The house we were in was all concrete. I mean, so I went and laid down to take a nap, and they were talking shit some more. So I got up. I said, all right, if we're going to do it, let's go outside and fucking do it right. So neither one of you guys get a concussion.
Yeah.
You know, or I don't get a concussion.
They wouldn't get a concussion.
I don't think I tapped, though.
Chris took an aggressive. You conceded.
Cody.
No.
Aggressive posture.
I think.
Threw him in a chokehold.
I mean, I didn't
and
tap.
Then
I mean, I'm just saying.
This guy jumped on my back and made the chokehold even tighter. Yeah.
I will witness. I was a witness at this table. And I was like, I seen it go down, and Gagey straight up just grabbed Chris by the neck, put him in a rear naked choke, and by the time I could say, okay, he's done, he was freaking blue, dude.
He went to his knees.
He went under right fast, and then Mike here was behind Justin.
I felt bad because it wasn't an air choke. It was I somehow when you jumped on my back, it added more pressure, and I had to cut off his blood because he went to sleep in like 6 seconds.
He went to sleep fast.
Six seconds.
I was about to throw in the choke too from behind, and as soon as I jumped on Justin's back, Chris started just like his knees just went like, oh, I was like, oh, so I let go, and then he came.
Mike did not tap, but he was like in shock. He's like, oh shit. Better him than me.
Oh, that was fun. I thought he was going down, though, for sure.
That was fun. Well, this time right now, I'll let you guys take a little potty break. Or not. I got to give a big shout-out to my companies that's been helping out. If y'all got a tinkle pinkle, do it right now. Or refill your drinky pinky. Drinky dinky. Whatever you want to say it. But I got to give a big holla to my boys over at Tito Knives. Ultra light, ultra sharp. Guys, on your checkout, when you're purchasing their knife, you can type in GU15 and save some money. Get that better knife. Get two of them. They are nice. Very nice. Old Luke over there, he fucking knows what's up over there. And, you know, my boys over at Cafaro, Aaron, Frank, dude, he's the new owner of Cafaro. I got to give him props, man. He worked himself up as a slave, and now he's the CEO, and now he's the president owner of Cafaro. I got to take my hat off to him. He's a good man to know. He's been my boy. I got to give him a lot of props, man. He's been there from day one since I started this whole Gladiators thing. So if you guys will, check him out, kafaro.net. Gear for life, shelters, teepees. I got it all. I'm going to throw up my teepee up this weekend.
That whoopee.
The whoopee. Yeah, yeah. Mike knows what's about the whoopee. It's the best thing. Whoopee. Yeah, the whoopee's the shit. Guys, check them out. They got all kinds of stuff. Their packs are the shit. They ain't no Jan Sports. They ain't no whatever you call it. I don't even want to say the other companies on this podcast because they ain't that. Kafaro. It's the real deal, Holyfield. And, guys, the season's coming. Now's the time to put in your order with them because they are American-made. They're made there in the shop. So put their order in now, and you will have it before the season starts this fall. We are a month away from, you know, what do we got? Antelope coming up. I got Alex taking Justin out. Antelope hunting and mule deer hunting, right? So, Justin, you better get your ass ready to shoot some antelope with your bow. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, he said. Uh-oh. But he's taking you out on a rifle hunt, obviously. Alex over at Hunt Nest, killing 200-plus mule deer, dude. It's going to be probably the best deer you ever shot in your life. Honestly, it's going to be... You're going to want to be, we're going to put up the glass and we're going to look at a few deer and they're going to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to shoot that one. He's going to be like, it's 3 years old, bro. It's not big enough. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy what they kill out there. And I'm lucky enough that he's going to let me shoot this deer called Roman. And Roman is a 13-year-old deer that's all jacked up, been shot twice. And hopefully I can fucking seal the deal. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm excited about that. But as the season comes, guys, you guys need to get your camo gear on. And right now with this podcast, you guys get to share the love, what Kryptek gives me and my boys. Guys, type in Gladiators 2020 and save money on your checkout code and get that altitude. That altitude is high price, but guess what? With this code, yeah, even I can afford it. So that means you can afford it. Because y'all got good jobs, dog. I'm just a gym rat, you know? So y'all can do that. Type in Gladiators 2020 at Kryptek.com. Battlefield of the Backcountry. Cody, tell me, how bad you like those solid pants?
Love them.
Yeah, you love them. Don't make you shoot any better, but goddamn, you love them, huh?
Hey, now that the legs are long enough, I don't have to wear your old ones anymore. They feel great.
You got matching Kryptek watches now.
Yeah. So now, tell a little bit about that. Rockwell hooked up Hero Sports with their logo on their watches, and the proceeds go to Hero Sports. So check out Rockwell. Check out heroes.org. Get your
watch.org.
There you go. Say it again.
Herosports.org.
There you go. And check out their watches that they got, man, with their logo on it. It's pretty sweet. On that note, Justin, I need you to come here real quick. I got a big question to ask you. Yes, that means you have to get off the couch and come over here.
Come on, Cletus.
Come on, Cletus.
Luke needs to borrow some money. He's betting Aaron again.
On that note, you know, if you're feeling friendly, mighty generous, let's do this. Is that CBD, Justin? Yeah, I need some of that CBD. guys, if you guys haven't checked out violent1.com, it's violent-1. And that's my man.
Com.
There you go. Why don't you say it?
You already did.
Say it.
Violent-1.com.
Yeah. And then you get all the highlight gear. I just picked up a couple shirts down there because I'm headed back home. I picked up, and yes, I did pay for them. This tight ass didn't even give me any. So, yes, you all need to buy them too.
It supports a good cause, man. It supports a good cause.
Yeah, 20% of 20% of proceeds go to Hero Sports.
That's why I bought it.
A bunch of new art coming up. Yeah, a poster, some postcards, a canvas, if you really,
really want to get down. I seen that canvas
For the pool room,
dude. That canvas, those paintings that you have in there are legit,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude from overseas, Ross Baines.
Nice. He is one talented dude.
Yeah, there was
one talented dude. I was like, damn, I don't even think I could trace that good.
No.
So here's the question, Gaethje, that I've been getting all the time, man. Is the fight in September going to happen now that Khabib father passed away?
No, he's going to take some more time.
He is.
Sounds like what I heard is October.
October.
Mid to late October.
Okay.
My birthday's in October. So
you got to, yeah, right? You got to respect that, man. Khabib's always been an awesome man in the game, and he's the man to beat. And, you know, that just, it sucks that his father passed away. And, you know, I heard a lot of scuffles. Everybody's like, well, take the McGregor fight. What is your intel on that?
So after my fight, I'm sure I had the, first of all, you know, it's terrible news to hear about his father. So hopefully, you know, he's able to, you know, I know he's so strong. So, and I know his dad instilled, you know, being strong in him. So he's going to be fine. He's going to be, you know, the hardest he's ever been, you know, to beat, which is, you know, have been impossible so far. But, you know, with this fire, it's going to be a tough matchup for me.
So you have no interest in fighting McGregor right now instead of him?
No. So Ali came out and said something where that, you know, Khabib said something about me going to fight Conor, you know, while he was out. But that, you know, in context, that all happened like 2 weeks after my fight. You know, his father had not passed away, and, you know, I did not think that would happen. You know, I was hoping...
Yeah, nobody wanted that to happen.
Yeah, so that was not in my head, you know, at the time. So I was like, no, we're fighting in September. You know, I earned it. And when I beat him and then fight Conor, then I make more money than if I fight him now.
Absolutely. That's kind of what I've been trying to tell people too. I'm like, Justin paid his due. He made his time. He beat who's who.
But they didn't just offer me to fight McGregor because Khabib was going to take a prolonged period of time. That did not happen.
Right. Well, nobody knew death was going to happen either.
Yeah, if Khabib doesn't want to fight till next year, then I'll fight Conor right now.
Yeah.
You know, not right now, but.
But in this year? You're saying this year?
I want to fight this year.
You want to fight one more time this year?
Yeah.
All right. Either way. That's fair enough.
Either or.
Well, either way, you're a fucking G. You know that the last fight with Tony Ferguson, I think you literally proven that you belong to hold that belt.
Oh, yeah.
You really do. You prove it. Nobody's done that to Tony.
Chance, not to hold the belt, but a chance to fight for the belt, for sure.
Yes. And I think if anybody's going to beat Ferguson, not just saying I'm one of your corner men.
Beat Khabib.
What'd I say?
Ferguson.
Yeah, my bad. Khabib. That's a Budweiser. To beat Khabib, he's 28-0. You have aligned yourself in that position. You should fight that position. That's what I've been trying to tell people. Like, this isn't, you know what I mean? Like,
the shit's chess, it ain't checkers.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I love that one. I love Denzel. So, I think.
You love who?
Denzel.
Denzel?
Yeah, you know that. I'm pimp. You know? I love that dude. I love that dude.
Yeah, what's his name, though?
Denzel Washington.
There you go.
I said it. I said it. I can't spell it, but I'll say it.
Denzel.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. But anyways, y'all, that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. I want you to fight Khabib. Yeah, as much as people they want the Conor fight, they want. Yeah, I think people just want to see you back in the ring, honestly. And I said, it's worth the wait to fight Khabib because Justin's the man that's going to put him with the loss.
There's no wait. If there was an extended wait, then I would fight Conor. But there's no wait.
Yeah.
I fought in May. We're going to fight in October. It's faster than I fought any of my last, you know, four fights. The last four guys I've, or three guys before that knocked out, they fought again before me.
Yep. So, that's the truth, too. And none of them came back right.
Well, I mean, whatever.
None of them came back right.
Fighting's fighting.
That's what I'm saying. None of them came back right. I haven't came back ever right since I went to the ER.
I'm going
to
get a piece tomorrow.
So. You were not right before that.
Your trip's going to be in the ER in Denver, dog. Don't do it, Justin.
I won't put him in the ER.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But at least give
but
him.
But I can.
At least spank him. Spank him hard, dude. Your hand hurts so bad, dude. Just spank him. Just spank him.
Like in the ass?
Yeah, or belly or something, dude. It's good. Well, honestly, man, Cody, what do you think, man? What's your prediction? Khabib Gaethje.
Come on.
You're going to make me bet on Khabib in front of Justin right now?
That's not nice.
What is it? I want to hear it.
I bet you. How much you want to bet?
How much you want to lose?
I bet you... $10,000.
Oh.
$10,000. Did you beat Khabib?
Ooh. He's coming over to strong. Don't do it, dude. Bro. Don't do it.
No. I think.
You're out?
Yeah, I'm out. What the fuck? I think you're going to beat him.
All right. Jeez. Let me hear your prediction.
So I think that Gaethje's obviously got the best wrestling that's going to match up with Khabib. I don't think that anybody else in the division is gonna be able to scramble with him. But Gaethje's got hands over Khabib, so I think that's going to be a real problem as long as Gaethje controls the distance and utilizes the good footwork and patience that we've seen. I think that it's going to be a lock pretty quick.
Stay off the fence.
Stay off the fence is a key, yeah. But here's my thing. Like I told people, I was like, yeah, he might get Justin down, but he ain't going to keep him down. He won't. I promise you, my freestyle wrestling career, high school wrestling career, I can't hold him down.
What you should say is, when he's taking him down, because if he gets me down and solidifies the takedown, it's going to be hard to get up.
Yeah.
Can't let that happen, but I can create a scramble to not allow
him to secure his position. Yeah, 100%. 100% fucking.
And I can knock him out.
I know Mike, and I know he's sitting right next to you in arm's reach, but tell me, do you really think he can beat Khabib?
Yeah.
America.
I think he can, man. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, Khabib is definitely... You know, earn the right, you know, as an undefeated fighter, you know, top of his game, to be the champ, you know, and he's solidified that by defending the belt. But, you know, Justin's the up and coming guy now, you know, and, you know, I wholeheartedly believe that he has the game that can match up with Khabib the best.
It's that kitchen jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I'm excited for that fight. I'm telling you, Rook, before we hop off of here, I just got to give a man props, though. We gave Justin props. We'll give Mike props for doing what he's doing. But your coach, I stepped in the office today. I haven't been there for a minute. And, man, I just wanted to tell him congratulations, man. Like what he's done with you is one thing. And what he did with Usman this last camp, Usman came down and trained with Coach T. And... just the way he is. Usman was already a G, right? But he needed, I don't know what happened. I don't care. But he came down to train with Trevor and Justin. And
good partner for me.
Yeah, it was a great partner for you. And he helped you out for your Ferguson fight.
Yeah, he flew out here.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, like, the whole crew that Ali manages is fucking diamonds, dude. They're diamonds. And fuck, man, it's a crew that's, if you're in, you're in, and man, they're a fucking hard crew to beat. And I just wanted to say props to Coach T, because I want to get him out here.
That'd be cool. Yep.
Because he's so humble too. Like, he doesn't want any of the, like, even when you walk out with Justin, dude, he's always the last man. He doesn't care about being on the camera. He doesn't want to be interviewed. He doesn't want to do anything. He just wants to coach his fighters and let his fighters showcase his work. And, you know, a lot of coaches in this game want to be, like, right up in front, get the limelight and get known. But Coach T, he doesn't do that, man. And he is... generally a fucking awesome dude, man. And when I went in there today, I haven't seen him. Fuck, I don't even know when the last time I seen him. And he gave me a fucking hug today that kind of was like, oh shit, this is for real. Like, no homo, but it was for real. I was like, damn. He told me, damn, I miss you, Luke. You gotta come back more. You gotta come in more. And I really do. It just with two kids now and everything, I'm just so busy trying to launch this, trying to get my Gladiators thing rolling now, because I know it's that time of the year. But man, I missed him. And dude, you got a good dude, man.
Yeah. Well, even you know, when we were golfing earlier, you know, I stopped in to the shop and Trevor was busy. He was doing some filming, and you know, I even told Justin, like, when we were golfing, Trevor sent me a message, you know, and I'm nobody, man, you know, like,
it's true, you know, you're not.
It's true. So, you know, and Trevor just sent me a message and was like, hey man, sorry I didn't have time to really talk to you today, you know, but just wanted to let you know it was good seeing you, you know, and just like, you know.
He's just a good dude, yeah, man.
Just, you know, a testament of.
And it was kind of cool seeing his son in there, too. I haven't seen his dude.
He's going to be doing a lot of filming now.
Good, because that's what he does, man. Yeah, yeah. He's a G. I didn't even think about hiring him to come on a few things. I was going to talk to him.
Oh, yeah, that would have been.
Yeah. So
maybe he'll actually get some
good footage, right? Yeah, I know, huh? But yeah, so anyways, man, I tell you what, thank you guys for coming out here. I know it's late now, and I know Call of Duty's probably calling for you.
I ain't playing Call of Duty tonight.
No?
What a bit.
It's Friday. Tomorrow's Friday, Craig.
My freaking cousin over here been freaking getting. Want to talk politics every night at fucking midnight.
Oh, no, dude. Never talk politics, dude.
Especially at midnight.
Yeah, dude. I honestly can't do it anymore, man. I shake my head. I'm be like, yep, that's your choice. You know, I'm done. I'm done with it.
Do you, boo-boo.
We're almost there. November.
Yeah, COVID will be done in November. And then we can say, bye, Felicia. Bye. What is it, November 4th? And obviously November 5th, they'll be like, it's cured. Honestly, I hope so, because, man, I want my kid to go to school without a mask, enjoy it, not a day off, not a day on. Dude, it's crazy, dude. I don't want that, you know?
Not for sure, man.
It's nuts. And believe me, I don't want to homeschool my kid. you don't want to see that. My wife doesn't want that either, right?
Yeah, that's a mistake. You know, what happened to this kid? Luke taught her.
Oh, shit. Well, right on, man. I just wanted to say thanks for coming out. Holla. Mike, what can the peeps find you at?
Herosports.org, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Hero Sports. Check us out. Help us help some more people.
You guys always have shit going on Facebook, man.
Always, man.
What is it?
Hero Sports USA on Facebook. So.
Yeah, dude. They got raffles all the time, guys. If you guys want to contribute. Damn, I said that word right. Contribute. Damn, my Spanglish is working.
Spell it.
Listen, guys, help them out, man. They'll take anything. Great donations. It doesn't matter if it's small or a big check. Please, if you guys are throwing a big check out there, it's Luke Cadillo. No, I'm just kidding. Guys, help them out, man. These are the people that's been in there in the shit that need the help. Just because they ain't deployed anymore doesn't mean the fucking fight's over. Okay? Help them out, man. Mike, pleasure.
Always,
I'm glad you're here at the 303.
Yeah, man. I'll be back in a couple weeks.
I know. We're going to go golf.
Yeah.
The next thing is, it's way cooler here. It ain't so hot.
Oh, man. It's awesome here.
I know, right? Nice, the mountains are nice, huh?
Love it.
Champ.
What up, now?
Where can some of the peeps find you at?
At Gladiators-Unleashed. Or underscore Unleashed and Hero Sports USA.
Justin Gaethje, he has like a million followers, so hop on Facebook. You probably can't find him because he has so many friends. He won't request you. He can't do nothing about that. But he is the man. Check him out on YouTube.
Hey, the funny
thing. Type in his name.
Funny thing was, though, is when we were hanging out. He didn't even have an Instagram.
Guaranteed.
And I was like, hey, man, you need to get on Instagram.
I was like, no, I don't want to.
I know, dude.
I don't want to.
I know.
Now he's
hooked. And now look at him. Mr.
Now
fucking.
I hate you even more for it.
I'm not lying, dude. Like, I got nothing. No, like, not even the amount of followers that you have. But the amount of DMs that I get, like, just questions and, like, and I blame it on Aaron because he throws a lot on me, too.
I really wish I could read the DMs, but.
It's so many, I bet.
I can't. Yeah, I get like 1,000 a day.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, and there's times when I go through and I read them, and I love reading them. I love reading the positive, you know, positive messages.
Yeah, you know, so it's just so many, though. Like, it's nuts. You
can't have 100 conversations.
No, it's nuts. Unless she looks good and Gaethje's still single, ready to mingle. All right, boys, we out. Thank you. Hey, guys, check out my company at leopold.com, American made. My girl Reza be hooking me up with my new Bina harness. Marsupial Gill hooked that up, dude. That shit is legit. I got my own little sticker on that bitch. Pound town. Guys, check them out. Leopold.com. They got the new harnesses out. The gold ring. Can't beat them. Guys, Cryptek. When you're going to purchase that Cryptek and you guys are getting all your gear, type in that fucking Gladiators 2020. Save money. That's all I got to say. Save money. Kafara.net. Check them out. Those my boys, Blue and Tito. Nice. GU15. Save that money. We out of this bitch.